27?
37 to 48.
20. Oh, 28. You were 27, you were speaking of the dots to control the mad elephant, Krishna.
Krishna Bhaktrambu Josh Uchhist Prasadam Paramadarat Dattam Dhanishtaya Devi Kim Anishyami Te Agrata Krishna Bhaktram Bujochhistam. You are a remnant of Krishna. Srimati Radhika does not take anything without Krishna Uchhista. She takes always that remnant of Krishna. Tulsi Manjari has gone first. Purvi Shlok?
Yes.
Previous Shlok. Tulsi Manjari is telling that he will order me to go to Yashoda. Yashodala and give Ma Yashoda so many various kinds of mishtanna, modak and all other things. So will I go there? He tells also that when I will go there with all these things, preparations, Ma Yashoda, and I will do pranam to Ma Yashoda, she will take me in her arms and will give so many asirvad.
Blessings.
And she will ask me how Srimati Radhika is, my daughter, darling daughter, how she is. I will give all these things to Yashodama. And Yashodama will give it to Krishna to take. Dhanishta is there. Ma Yashoda and Rohini are there. They are giving to all the boys who are present there with Krishna. Sometimes Sridham also meets in the time of taking prasadam. Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all persons, brothers of Nanda Baba, they join. And then Nanda Baba, having Krishna in his left side and Baladev in front, taking food core or thing. Grass that is earth. What is this?
Every morsel.
Means every bit, that mouthful, bit
mouthful.
Morsel.
Sometimes giving in the mouth of Baldev, sometimes giving in the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna also takes by his hand. Baldev Prabhu also takes with his hand. And Madhumangal is there. He is showing so many poses that all begins to laugh. So many poses. If Yashoda Devi give Modak to Krishna, Madhumangal tells that, O mother, Krishna has a stomach rogue.
Stomach disease.
His stomach is not good. He cannot
digest.
So don't give her. Give me. Sometimes Ma Yashoda gives so much in the dish of Madhumangal, and Madhumangal says that, oh, a crow has come out. And when they used to see, he gives in the pot of Krishna. And tells that, I have taken everything what you have given. But he, this patient Krishna, cannot take all these things. So again give me. And so everything is going on. Nanda Baba and elder brother of Nanda Baba, Upananda, Sunanda, Vinanda, all are enjoying that feast. Sometimes Upananda also gives in the mouth of Krishna and Baldev. Sometimes all brothers of Nanda Baba, they give. And very pleasant they take all these things. So when all went to wash their hands, Krishna very silently and lonely kept some remnants in the hand of Dhanistha. Or Srimati Yashodama knows that all Sakhi with Srimati Radhika will not take anything if the remnant of Krishna should not be given to. So sometimes she gives, or Krishna himself gives Dhanishta. Says, how not good things. So give it to Radhika, that he cannot prepare so delicious food and give them. But it was so delicious. So it bhavbhangi. Krishna anyhow wants to give it to Srimati Radhika. So Dhanishta takes it. Here it is written, Krishna Bhaktram Bhujo Chista Prasad Prasadam Param Adara Dattam Dhanishtaya. Yashodama or Krishna has given Dhanishta, the remnants of Krishna. And will I carry it to you? Dhanishta will give me when I will go there. And I will be there. Srimati will tell when Dhanishta will return. No, Dhanishta no. Tulsi Manjari will return. She will ask, Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, when Krishna was eating, taking all these foods, were you present at that time there? She told that, I was there, but some far away, because Krishna father and all were there. So by shame I could not go there. How Krishna tested it? He tested so much. How you knew that he tested very well? Krishna short words me, Manjari is telling. And by eyes he told me that how delicious it was. And I also knew by eyes that Krishna has taken it. Could you do any service to Krishna? And his stomach was full or not? No. His stomach was so much filled. What?
No.
And he was satisfied. How you know that he was satisfied? I knew. Then Srimati saw the eyes of that Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, and he searched Krishna there. He saw that Krishna was there. How he was there? Because she was so cheerful. Oh, Tulsi Manjari was so cheerful. Seeing Krishna, so Srimati Radhika peeped Krishna in the eyes of Tulsi Manjari. Eyes were so much. And she became so much pleased. His
hairs.
Hairs were
standing on end.
Huh?
Standing on end.
On the end. And tears came in the eyes. And she was about not to speak anything. Gadgad. Gadgad, you know?
Yes.
Became choked. So, when all these confessional versions were dropped, then Tulsi Manjari, when Rati Manjari gave the remnants of Krishna, that Krishna silently and lonely has given me for you these things. Or Srimati Yashoda, for his darling daughter, has sent the remnants of Krishna. So, all sat down, all Sakhi, Lalita, Visakha. And Visakha, Srimati gave it to Tulsi Manjari. That divide this into all. So she gave, oh, would I give it, all these things, remnants of Krishna, to all Sakhis and you? She is praying.
Yeah.
Because you have not taken yet anything whole day, because you were waiting for Krishna remnant. Now, next shloka. How they took prasadam of remnant of Krishna. Now in this sloka she is telling how would he will bring Mahaprasadam of Krishna in last sloka. And now he will divide in Sakhis, and they will take how. Now she is telling. Nana vid amritasar rasan rasayanaistai Krishna prasad militai riha bhojya peyai hakum kumangam lalitadi sakhi vratatvam jatnat kimutaram upabhojaniya. Here, Krishna has taken so many kinds of chaturvid prasad anna.
Chaturvid.
What?
Four different kinds.
Those which are licked, those which are drunk, chewed, and swallowed.
There are four, but one of each of them are of so many things, so many kinds.
Varieties.
Peya, drinking. Amra rasa. Mango.
Juice.
Salt.
Juice. Pakra. Takri, you know? Matta.
Like lassi?
Lassi. Some good rasal. Chutney, you know? Chutney. Have you taken anything? Chutney? So many varieties. No? So, dugdha, so many things I cannot speak in English. Arayata. And chewing, sajana danta, you know? Chewing, so many things. So Krishna, nana vidha amrita sara rasayana istai, Krishna prasad militai, priya bhojya peyai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went to Jagannath Mandir, and he saw the deities, and came to Gopinath, to his Gambhira. At once the pujari sent a big dish of Mahaprasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu began to weep to see soap sweet and smelling, good smelling prasad was there. Jagannath has sent me for me. She is so kind. He is so kind. He is telling that Krishner Bhukta says Tar Phelana, the remnants of Krishna or Jagannath is called Phela. And Kanika is called Lava. A very little
particle
of these things. It's called Phela Lava. Phela Lava means remnants Krishna taking and cutting, chewing, and now he cutting, rest gaps in pot, and the Adharamrit is there. That is called Phela Law. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking that Mahaprasad began to weep and praising Mahaprasad. For those who are so much lucky, or those who have tasted this thing, are so lucky. Without luck, they cannot have. What is that luck? Samanya bhogya haite tar tripti prapti nahi hai. If there is less sukriti, they will not have this thing. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Salpa Punyavatang Rajan Vishwaso Naiva Jayate. What is the meaning?
Those who don't have enough pious credits, they cannot appreciate the Mahaprasad, the holy name, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmins.
Because they are all Chinmay. So they cannot taste. If they have lot and lot of sukriti, sukriti means bhakti.
Yeah.
Bhakti. They can taste and they can anubhav,
experience
that is this is Mahaprasad. Otherwise they cannot do. Mahaprabhu is telling that, I think that if a man tastes it and serves it, then I think that it is the purna kripa of Krishna, full mercy of Krishna. So this sukriti or punya is the mercy of Krishna. If a man has no mercy of Krishna, he cannot taste that Mahaprasad. He cannot realize that this is Mahaprasad. Koti Amrit Swadu Panya Prabhu Chamatkar. He took that Mahaprasad and he shut up his eyes, began to weep, and whole day he continued to praise the Mahaprasad and weeping and chanting Hari name every day. Whole day. For 24 hours he has the prabhav of Mahaprasad. Prabhav?
Influence
of that Mahaprasad. Pulak netre bahe ashudhar. Feeling this, he began to weep. So whole day he wept. Why he wept? He remembered all the past times that Krishna with boys sitting in line, Yashoda is doing parivesan, Rohanima is doing parivesan, Nanda Baba is there, Madhumangal is there, and they are all very nicely taking Mahaprasadam there. Sometimes in morning, Srimati Radhika is there. She is in kitchen room. No? Anything which Yashoda Ma was distributing, wo kam pad gaya.
It was too little. Too
it
less.
It became little. So she gave any, mane, usko awaaz diya. She called Srimati Radhika. Oh, darling dear. Daughter, come on and bring that thing. Radhika was then doing puri. Puri, you know?
Puri, fried puri. Puff in the nut.
So, she brought it in a golden pot. Yashoda asked her to give into the pot of Krishna. She fell the pot and run away in the kitchen room. She began to
tremble.
She fled away. Then Yashoda told, why I order you to come and to give in the pot of Krishna? She was smiling but not telling any word. Then so many pastimes are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is
remembering
all these things and weeping. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav and Anga Kanti of Srimati Radhika. So he has experienced how Srimati feels when Krishna used to take Mahaprasadam. So he began to remember all the past times and she began to be. Eidrabhya etosadhu taha hoite ai kahani. Krishner Adharamrita Nyasanchaya. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarudamodar Raya Ramananda and all who are there that you know how dal, bhat, puri, kachauri, what?
Shua wants to eat me.
If there was Singha, lion?
Hare Krishna. You have caught me.
What was it?
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu is telling to all
associates
that you know how tasteful is chawal, dal, anna, and sabji, and milk, and the rabadi, khoa, laddu, all these things. You know, but taste this, the remnant of Krishna. How fragrant is there? How sweet is there? It seems that Krishna has certainly tasted it. And he has something, remnants has given in this pot. So all are, has become so tasteful and fragrant. In Prakrita, mortal, anna dal tarkari, khichudi, and all these sweets cannot be so tasteful and fragrant. You can taste and see. He gave it to all by his hands, weeping. And they took and became all like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimati Radhika told that you have brought the Krishna remnant from Dhanishta. Dhanishta has given you. She took it and tested it and gave it to all. No? Srimati Radhika. She is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is testing all these ideas. तनुमन मोर क्षोभ करे क्षोभ बढ़ाए सुरत लोभ. She is taking the remnants of Krishna, but by the effect was that Rati began to grow up. Rati, no? To meet with Krishna and to love Krishna and to have the love of Krishna, all things are called Rati. So it increased to so much degree up. She became mad to see Krishna and to taste Krishna. Harsh sok bhav vinasa. She is telling that, oh, this Mahaprasad, remnant of Krishna, makes anyone's heart as if I am tasting Krishna, I am seeing Krishna, I am talking with Krishna, I am touching Krishna, and increases the utkantha,
eagerness
to meet Krishna. And if anyone will take these remnants of Krishna, certainly his anxieties, shok, moh, bhaya, everything will go. Shok, moh, bhaya, you know? But
Maya's fear, shok, lamentation,
everything will go. Worldly, everything will go.
पासराय अन्य रस जगत करे आत्मवश.
Other desires of this material world, eating, drinking, clothing, meeting, everything. See, that Mahaprasad testing, everything goes away. Yahan tak ki, यहीं पर गड़बड़ हो जाता है. यहाँ तक कि इवन लज्जा, हर्ष, धैर्य,
ह्यूमिलिटी,
धैर्य माने पेशेंस, एवरीथिंग गोज अवे. धैर्य and ashamed are the things which gives obstacle to meet Krishna. If there is dhairya, that means passion, then she cannot meet Krishna. How should I go? All will see that I am going. What they will tell? By this dhairya comes. This dhairya is obstacle to meet Krishna. And ashamed, what all will tell? I should not go in front of anyone. If there will be loneliness, then I will go. This is lajja, ashamed. But by taking the remnants of Krishna, everything goes away. So everything is clear. Way is clear. And they don't do kisi chiz ki parwah nahi karte. Bekar so. They don't care for anything, and the way is clear. Whether it be day and night or anything, they will go. Mataye narir mon, jiva kare akarshan, bicharite sab biparit. If he's male, she will go at once. Whether he is female, then what to say? Taking the remnants, everything becomes clear and they will be. They don't think what is SM, what is anything. They will meet Krishna. So this remnant has so much prabhav.
Influence.
फिर आ गया।
I need some prasad.
श्रीमती राधिका is telling that. O Gopigan, you should take this prasad little, and he himself, herself, is given to all, telling that this Venu is male. Yet he is male, but he wants the remnants of Krishna, adharamrita. And he is drinking and drinking and drinking, leaving nothing there for us. Krishna adharamrita is for us because we are swajatiya to Krishna. Understand?
Yes.
He is gopi, we are gopi. And this person is bamboo, jar, material, matter.
Unconscious.
But yet he drinks and showing us that be away from here. I'm taking, what can you do? This is yours, but I'm
hosting.
That, what can you do? I'm taking this. My thing, and in front of me, anyone is taking, and they are only seeing and seeing. They are bibas. Bibas means they cannot do anything. So Srimati Radhika is telling, being a male, how bhrisht he is Drishti, you know? Drishti means dare, sahasi. Dare. Kya, what?
Bold.
Bold. How he is so bold? But he is badmash. Badmash, you know?
Rascal.
Naughty.
Naughty. He is so naughty. He is so naughty. He is taking and looting in front of us. That was Ramrita. So, telling the, praising this Mahaprasad remnants, Srimati is giving to all. This Tulsi Manjari has brought all these things. So, Srimati is asking, you were so much near to Krishna at that time. What thing he has tested more? So she is telling that, what you have prepared? Krishna tested everything very well. And after taking, he has kept the remnants himself, and by Isaiah has told me to give it to you. Leela Sukh, you know, that is Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdamana Billu Mangal. He is telling that this phelalo, that is this remnants of Krishna, is like Krishna. Prema danchame, kama danchame, vedananchame, vaibhavanchame, jivananchame, jivatanchame, daivatanchame, devanaparam. Very good slope. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this sloka has been quoted, that everything of Krishna is like Krishna, not less than Krishna. Prema danchame. Krishna, as if Krishna gives his prema in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is eager to give all jivas Krishna prema. He went to door to door of Jews. He went sometimes to western side of India, sometimes south India, sometimes eastern and western, and everywhere he went. And gave it through name Prem Gathimala Paralo Sabai. He was so eager. And he gave Prem. Prem means a gopi Prem. He gave. Whether they were qualified or not. So Krishna is Premadam. Mahaprasad is also like Krishna. Premadanchame. Krishna. Remnants give me Krishna prema. Kama danchame. Kama danchame. Krishna prasad gives kama. What is kama? There are two kinds of madhurya bhakti, madhur bhakti, sringara rasa.
Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. They're actually Sambandhatmika among Kamatmika. All gopis are Kamatmika. And Sambandhanuga, Yasoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all others. Sakha also, Sambandhanuga. Arjun also, and all of Dwarka are Sambandhanuga. Rukmini, Sattabhama, all are Sambandhanuga. They are not Kamanuga. Only Braj Devi, Gopi are Kamanuga. Kamanuga is of two kinds. One is Kamanuga direct, and others are tat-tat bhavichhamayi. Tad-ichha-bhavamayi is manjari bhav. No? That is called manjari bhav or bhav or nitya sakhi, prana sakhi. These are called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always tried to give this thing only and to test sakhi bhav, kamanuga, and give tat-tat bhav ichhamayi as a palyadashi of gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has tested as palyadashi bhav in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been written. If he did not test, he did not in so many 364 ways. Kinds of gopis are 364 kinds of gopis. So all gopis are the bhav of Srimati Radhika. She tests and gives pleasure to Krishna in every way, what Krishna wants. Anyone cannot, any gopi, other gopi cannot do service to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radhika. So he tests in every way, kamanuga, tadatmika, samandhanuga. Even as an ordinary bhakt, sadhak, siddha, he can test. All bhavas has been given up to vatsalya before, but not this gopi bhava has been given, especially this manjari bhava has been given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed this manjari bhava to jiva especially. And for ordinary persons, Harinam Sankirtan and Krishna Das as a general term. So, Kamadancha may hear Kamanuga and in Kamanuga Tattad Ichha Bhavamayi. Kamadancha may. How he get? By Prakash, manifesting his mercy as he did in Rupa Goswami case. He manifested his mercy in the heart of Rupa Goswami and has prayed all his associates to manifest their mercy in Rupa Goswami's heart so that he can may give the whole world this, my this bhav. So kamadanchame, vedananchame, vedana means, ved means to know. So ved means every kind of knowledge, and to give that knowledge is vedanam.
Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Siksha Guru also, and Chaitanya Guru also. Directly as a Siksha Guru he gives, and by inspiration he gives in the heart. Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Vedanancha, all Sambandha Gyan, Avidhya Gyan, and Prayojan Gyan in the heart of Jiva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna is Vedanam, that is here Guru, Chaitanya Guru is also. And this sloka has been told there as a this Guru, Chaitanya Guru. Vaibhavanchame. Krishna is my Vaibhav. So this Mahaprasad is also my Vaibhav. Vaibhav means?
Expansion.
Huh?
Expansion.
What?
Expansion.
Expensive.
Expansion.
Separate form.
No,
the
no.
Original.
No. Vaibhav here means anything, wealth. Reputation and all these things, Vaibhav. So he is my wealth. Jivanancame, Jivitanchame. He is my life. And Jivitanchame, Jivitamane, without Prasad I will not be. Or without Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will not remain. Daivatan chame na param cha. Oh, you are my daiva. Mane Ishtadev and everything you are. So prasadi is also like this. Na param. There is nothing beside you. For Krishna. So prasad is everything for him. And if Krishna is take, then it is Mahaprasad. So Srimati Radhika takes only Mahaprasad of Krishna, remnants of Krishna. Nothing she takes besides him. If you give him anything, she will not take. She will give it to Krishna, and if Krishna will take, then she will take. Plus today, any question?
I had a question from yesterday, from the last time we met as a group. You were explaining about feelings of separation from Krishna, and that actually when Krishna is away, appears to be away from Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan feel his presence even more strongly than when he is there. And when he is there together with Radharani, she sometimes feels that he's not there, he will go away. So my question is, when Krishna appears to be away from Vrindavan, why are the residents of Vrindavan described as so unhappy, almost dead, lying down, pain, full of pain? They do not. The simple answer that I would give is, oh, that is not pain, it is a kind of ecstasy. But if they are actually, but it is hard to understand why they appear to be so unhappy if he is actually there.
Actually, they are not happy. Sometimes as a anubhav, sanchari bhav, meeting of Krishna, they think. Understand?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. They feel like that Krishna has met me. But always they remember Krishna. Past times, everything. For a sadhak jeev, it is so uncool, so favorable to remember all these things. Because you have not seen Krishna. Only by pralambha bhav we can take. We have no purvabrag. No? And after purvabrag, no meeting with Krishna. So we can think only of purvabrag of gopis and separation of gopis. Only we can understand. But there was so separation bhav, viraha bhav in gopis. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is certainly. But Krishna thought that if I am here, they will be more unhappy. It is only for gopis, not for any sadhakji. What really happens there, we cannot see. But short of there is so dukkha, unhappiness there. Mathur Bira. This is called Mathur Bira. We are not testing this. Otherwise we will be so much, it will be so much painful for us. Now you are laughing, you are taking food and doing everything. And you are hearing these pastimes also. But no real effect. Because our heart does not simulate with gopis in the same standard as gopis. Tadatma bhava. If there is a very little tadatma, even we can realize this. I could not answer lack of English knowing.
No, I think you answered very well, that it is inconceivable for me to understand now that apparent unhappiness that they feel, but they do feel it.
Doing bhajan and bhajan, after some time, we may realize all these things gradually.
In Bombay, you were explaining what the definition of the pralambha bhav was, and you explained that in that separation, Krishna is actually in that. He actually comes in that. So it's meeting Krishna while being separated.
But gopis are telling that we admit that Krishna comes and we see Krishna and we don't unbelieve.
Disbelieve.
Krishna all body. But it is like a person who is going in a forest and it is Amosya Ratri. Amosya Ratri, you know?
The night of night the dark moon. Dark moon.
Dark moon. Fully dark. And there is raining. There are so much clouds. Dark moon plus clouds. And in jungle, forest, dense forest, how should be that? So thick andhaka,
darkness,
raining also, and thunderbolt is seen, and if a thunderbolt is seen,
and it hides again.
Goes away.
Disappears. Yeah. It is very difficult to see anything. If there is no thunderbolt is there, then they can go anyhow, searching here and there. But if there is electricity comes and goes, then eyes are
blinded.
And we cannot see. So gopis are telling, just you are telling that I am come to Vrindavan, I come to Vrindavan often and meets you. But is it like that thunderbolt is seen? So everything is puzzled and we cannot see. Understand my bhav?
Yes.
So it was better that you should not come. It makes us so sorry and so puzzling and so kashtadayak, miserable, painful. So you should not come.
It's very heavy.
When our day will come, that when we will realize this actually in our heart and become somewhat as the dust of gopis. This is called bhakti. If a little separation mood comes anyhow, then everything will come out. Tears, romancha, kampa, asru, sanchari, dhavichari, everything will come. If we realize somewhat a little bit of separation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. हे राधे ब्रज देविके चलिलिते हे नंद सूनु पुता श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी गंगे पुता घोषंताभि सर्वतो खेदई महाबीहुल वंदे रूप सनातनो रुग्मिवस्ती जीव को when by the grace of Mercy of Giriraj Maharaj,